Hello, beautiful people. So, yeah, while having my tea here, nice black Indonesian tea, I thought about recording this video and talking a little bit, unpacking this final eclipse of 2025 that happens on Sunday night, Monday morning, well, yeah, depending on your time zone, 21st, 22nd of September. It's a new moon in Virgo, which means it's a solar eclipse, and it happens at this very karmic degree of 29 degree, which is the end, the last degree of a sign in the zodiac. So before we dive into this, let's first see what is an eclipse. So basically an eclipse, which happens a couple of times a year, four to be more specific, in two different phases, is when we have a lunation, so basically a new moon or a full moon, this alignment between the sun and the moon, that happens to be near a lunar node, so one of the nodes, the south node or the node node of the moon. So when this happens, and it happens is four times a year, because we have two nodes, right? The nodes are always applying on the whole axis. There are two nodes that are 180 degrees. Right now, they're in Pisces and Virgo. The north node is in Pisces, south node is in Virgo. So we have two nodes, and then we have, like, for each node, we have a full moon and a new moon in one sign, and a full moon and a new moon in the other sign. So see, there's four of them. And this one is the last one of 2025. And yeah, these eclipses are very, very powerful. Like, eclipses are very, like, strong karmic portals that influence us not only on a personal level, but also on the collective level. Like, I keep describing this, and I'm going to share it again. The way I see them is, you know, like when you go to the cinema or you project a movie and you have this like role like playing, and then the light is shooting through it, and then you see the projection. So basically during the eclipse time, with that exact alignment, I see it as this pause, this sudden stop in this like fast moving film strip, right? And then we get this opportunity to make the cut, and then you can put another role, like paste it there, and then when you start play again, then you play the other role, the new movie, right? So I always see it as this kind of nexus of multiple timelines, and then we get to make the shift, we get to align with the highest timelines. So eclipses in the sense are very purifying, they're like aligning us, they're shifting the frequency of our lives, of our bodies, for our DNA. So yeah, I mean, you might not feel the shifts like physically, but trust me, like energetically, these shifts are happens, these activations happen, and then slowly your life will catch up to it, and things will align in the direction that they need to be. So let's talk about this current eclipse. This is the last one in this little eclipse window. We had the other one, the lunar eclipse in Pisces, which was two weeks ago, on the full moon in Pisces. So the sun was in Virgo still, and then the moon in Pisces. So we had this activation of the axis. And now we have a new moon, the second one this season. It's very interesting because we had the new moon before the eclipse at 0 degree Virgo. So then now we went through a whole lunar cycle, and the sun is still in Virgo, but at the last 29 degree. So now we have another new moon, and this one happens to be like closer because it's a partial one. It's not very close to the lunar nodes. So yeah, now it's an eclipse. And what about this 29 degree Virgo? Well, this is an interesting one because 29... Well, 0 and 29, both of them are very critical degrees. Like, 0 is the beginning, is the inception, it's that seed, you know, it has this, like, new moon sort of energy to it. And then 29 degrees is at the end, is this critical degree where everything needs to be integrated, the lessons, the all the essence of this archetype, right? I see it as this dissolution into the pure essence of that archetype. Okay, so when we think about Virgo, we think about devotion and refinement, we think about self-analysis, we think about service as a spiritual practice. But in essence, basically, I feel like this archetype symbolizes or mirrors this dilemma of like the purpose of all of us here, which is to grow, to leave something of us behind, but also to be able to accept ourselves against this unforgiving mirror of perfection, because this is the eternal like conflict within Virgo, is between where they are and where they think they should be. So this is what motivates the constant growth, the constant like evolution, the constant refinement and perfection of both themselves and their craft. And it's interesting because when you apply the polarity, which is Pisces, Pisces is about the oneness, it's about dissolution of the ego, the persona, it's about merging with the collective consciousness. So they both complement each other perfectly, because Pisces helps Virgo to, they're like spirit and matter, right? We need both. So basically Pisces helps Virgo to trust, to surrender, right? To accept the beauty in the imperfections, whereas Virgo helps Pisces to be in the spiritual, in the material world, in the body, to have a self, to be of service, to be grounded, rooted in this material world, and to be practical, right? To take that spiritual wisdom and offer it as a service, and use that service as a means for evolution. So in this sense, when we think about this 29 degree of Virgo as this final note in this melody, right, in this journey of accepting oneself, this kind of last breath of individuation before we move into the next phase, because you see like the zodiac, the circle, it has this like two phases, right? The individuation, like working on ourselves from Aries all the way to Virgo. In Aries is the emergence, the I am, and then in Taurus we find safety and security. In Gemini it's about developing communication, learning. Cancer, it's like finding your home, exploring the emotional realm. Leo is about having an ego, like a subjective perspective of reality, exploring your creativity. And then in Virgo, it's like refining this ego, bringing humbleness, aligning with service. It's because we need to, like at the end of this journey, we start with Libra, which is the first social sign. So in Libra, we meet the mirror of consciousness, right? The other. So then that's why Virgo is this transition sign between Leo, where the ego is fully developed, to Libra, where we need to meet the other. So Virgo helps us to refine, to humble that ego, to sort of prepare us for this interaction, right? So in the sense, this last 29 degree, literally before the fall equinox, where the sun enters Libra and we enter this phase in our evolution, this is that moment of when the journey has come to an end to perfect that self, right? So now what it requires is this complete surrendering, this complete acceptance of the beauty of the imperfection, of this false illusion of perfectionism. And this requires complete intimacy with ourselves. It requires lowering these walls around the heart, looking with authenticity, accepting all parts of oneself, like bringing to the surface things and then sitting with what is, like stripping away these false narratives and, yeah, meeting ourselves in that naked truth, you know? So I feel like one of these invitations of this, sorry for the noise, there's like some motorcycles outside. So the invitation is to, yeah, to unveil yourself, integrate all parts of yourself. And how we do that is to release what we are not. That's why I feel like it's very important. And also before a new moon, like we have this phase, like the few hours before the new moon is called the dark moon, which is literally about like releasing everything, like preparing the soil for the seed, right? The new moon is this energy of the seed of creation. It's that blank canvas where we get to start painting with our intent, with our desires. So for that, we need to prepare, right? Prepare the soil. So we do that by releasing everything that's not us, everything that's not in alignment. And this also like connects very well with this archetype of Virgo, because like I was saying, Virgo is the refinement, right? The editor of the zodiac. So Virgo works by improving through discernment, realizing what is needed, what is not needed, how things are needed, how to apply what we need to apply. So discernment is very important. That's why in Virgo season, for example, it's a good practice to declutter your space, to look at structures, contracts, agreements, entanglements, relationships, where your energy is leaking, where you are being pulled in different parts, and then that like takes a lot of like your energy and your time. So it's a lot about these decluttering, a lot about releasing the surplus, simplifying things, like this discernment basically of what is needed, what is not needed. So I feel like this is one of the most important things, even when we think about this, the purifying aspect, right? Like purifying is not about flawless, it's about openness, it's about truth, and it's about this authenticity, right? And even the archetype of Virgo, the purity, like the archetype of Virgin, the like belonging to oneself, right? Being self-sufficient, being in your wholeness, relying on yourself. So the purity means belonging to yourself, basically. And yeah, also it's interesting when you think about this purity. I wrote a post on Instagram. I was contemplating this relationship between the priestesses of the Oracle of Delphi, where I've been earlier this year in the summer, and this archetype of Virgo, and thinking about even this concept of like how they are, like their ritualistic practices to do with this very rigorous diet and like taking care of their body, like self-care, nurturing, like the way they eat, kind of like always their temple, basically their body, their vessel, has to be in the best possible shape and health. And this is interesting when you associate it with Virgo, because this is as well like this main focus of Virgo. That's why also Virgo is to do about health, because health is an integral part of like how we feel and how we are able to be of service. So yeah, this purity for me, it means this idea of realizing that we are a vessel for our soul, for our higher self, and so to be able to do the work that we need to do, we really need to take care of our bodies, right? These are the vessels, these are our temples. So this is, I feel like, where this purity comes from, this realization of and discernment of what is good for you and what is not good for you. And then Yeah, with this 29 degree, we're also asking that question of like when you're crossing this portal into the next phase, like what are the things that you're holding on to that can no longer come with you? Where are you trying to like keep refining something that's already past the expiration date? Like where are you trying to keep perfecting something that it's overdue? So it's very important to reflect on this in your life, in relationships, in your business, in everything, and see what things need to change, what things need to be released, and then what can come with you for further refinement. So yeah, even when you think about the ruler of Virgo is Mercury, so the ruler of this eclipse is Mercury. Mercury is in Libra. Libra is also this very diplomatic mediator, kind of like sign, very artistic. But Mercury itself, it's showing us how to work smarter and not harder, right? This is one of the things with Virgo is. And this is, for example, one thing that came to me recently. I was watching a video from someone that I follow online, and he was talking about the intuitive marketing. And this, yeah, this really like landed for me, because a lot of times in my business, I would learn and then try to follow like certain formulas. And it just, a lot of the times it just didn't resonate. So long story short, hearing these this reflection and these invitations that there are other ways that I can do things. So yeah, obviously for me it's becoming aware of my blueprint through astrology, human design, gene keys. It helped a lot to see how my body works, how my energy works, like how I'm making decisions, like where I'm called to push, where I'm not. But yeah, even this idea with like completely reframing something that seemed like so structural, basically, like marketing into something that works for me, which was this intuitive of, yeah, using your content, using your voice, using kind of like your flow to align and to call people in, and not necessarily having to do the like proven formulas. And nothing wrong with them, obviously, everyone has their own way of doing things. I'm sure those things work. It's just like when you feel like something is not for you, for me, this is an invitation to see, okay, like, what is there for you? So this idea of like working smarter and not harder, not keep pushing, because, oh, it has to work. But taking that pause, that break, reflecting of seeing like, am I keep trying to refine something that's really not meant to work? So yeah, I invite that too as we're crossing this threshold of the eclipse. And also the last thing that I wanted to mention is, well, eclipses are very chaotic and very liminal spaces. So I do get asked a lot in the sessions that I've been having this season, like people struggling with lack of clarity and people struggling with having direction, to knowing where to go. And I would just invite, I would invite you to reflect, to see, what if the lack of clarity is part of your journey? What if the lack of clarity is actually one of the steps that you have to go through? And you, by not accepting it, you by kind of resisting it, pushing it away, it's like you're basically trying to move beyond life lessons that you're meant to have. Like when we look at the moon, throughout the month, like she spends exactly the amount of time that's needed in each one of the phases. The moon doesn't go like, oh, I don't like the balsamic phase, let me just skip it, I want to go straight to the new moon or whatever. So then when you think about your life in these phases that complete your hero's journey, where are you trying to, like, what are you closing and not accepting the phase that you're currently at? What if that lack of clarity is actually part of your journey? Because it's meant to teach you something. For me, for example, it was meant to teach me how to be with the anxiety, with the fear, with like not knowing, oh, is this gonna work? Is my business gonna work? Am I be able to do some things that I was planning to do? Also this idea of not knowing, wow, like, am I supposed to go there or there? Just sitting with that uncomfortability in my body, it really helped me to really connect to myself and my guidance at a very deep level, and it allowed myself to learn how to hold space for myself in the first and foremost. There's a lot of medicine on it, and I feel like when you surrender, and this is again Pisces, the Pisces medicine towards Virgo is surrendering that warring mind to that divine part in you, and realizing that you are part of a grand design, and that you're always supported, protected, and guided. And even this moment where you don't know what's happening, that traversing this fog is part of your journey. And the moment you can soften into that unknown, the moment you can soften into like not having the clarity, I feel like that's when you're able to open this gift of delight, to be present, to be with what is, to enjoy even the anxiety of not knowing what to do. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but can you make a ritual out of it? Can you cultivate bliss in your body, even enjoying that part of you that is worrying of what comes next and not knowing? And I feel like in that moment really helps us to be anchored in that present moment, and clarity will come. It always does. It's just, it doesn't play by when you want it. It plays by when it's needed. So, but our minds have this like, no, like I need to know, see? So yeah, this will be this last invitation in this, the most liminal time of the year. Can you soften into the unknown and allow it to take you where it needs to take you? Be open to receive. Eclipses are also this time when it's not necessarily about giving, doing. It's more about presence, receiving. It's more about being open. Like, the cosmic portal is very strong. Like, yeah, I always recommend during the eclipse, it's just cultivating presence in your life and being with what is stirred inside of you. But yeah, I'm gonna keep this short here. So there's a lot more to talk about it for sure. I can like go down the spiral into so many other subjects. But yeah, if you do have questions, let me know. Be gentle, as this is the first time that I'm recording this podcast on video. So yeah, still working through my own emotions and nervousness. With the audio, I feel pretty confident. I've done quite a few of them, but with video, whole different game. So yeah, so yeah, everyone, may this new moon bring you grace, peace, and love in your life, and may be able to see that you're always guided and supported. And I hope this video served you well, and until next time, much love.